Good evening, friends. It's Gráinne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, today's date is the 7th of May 2024, and I'm actually recording this very late in the afternoon, early evening, and on the day of the super new moon in the sign of Taurus. And, you know, it just shows how timelines, time lapses are genuinely happening. It's hard to imagine that I planned to do this around 6 o'clock this morning. So 12 hours later, or thereabouts, 13 hours later, here I am about to record. So firstly, just to say, we had the 5-5 portal on the 5th of the 5th. And now this does happen every month, obviously, the first, the second of the second and so forth. But the 5th of the 5th is a biggie. And we usually are affected energetically about 3 days before. So that's around the 2nd or so of May and about 3 days after, which is right up to tomorrow possibly. So irrespective if you're listening to this again at another time, it'll still have an effect on some level in terms of a memory or an experience that actually would have happened around this time. So I recognise that the world is going through massive turmoil at the moment and massive change. And that's what this month, May, is about. And if you want to listen further about that, I won't repeat myself. It's in the podcast below this, which was the May forecast. And thank you to each and every one of you who liked and shared it. It's certainly speeding its way around the world, which is great. And that would be very symbolic of the number five. Five has always got to do with change, rapid life change, rebellion, breakthroughs, feeling the fear and doing it anyway. And it also relates to the throat chakra, which relates to the truth. So I feel there's a lot more going on in the world, irrespective of whether we're following the mainstream narrative or your own experiences. It's all part of the biggest change that we really will ever experience in a lifetime. And it's happening now, because the only point of power we have is right now. So today being the 7th day, we will have the new moon. And, you know, that's when it begins the month in question. So today really is the beginning of the Taurus season, and Taurus the bull, and with also ruled by the sign of Venus, which is all about aesthetics, you know, nice colours, flavours, tastes, an earth sign, so earthiness, groundedness and so forth. And this is not just your regular new moon in this 5-5 corridor, it's a super new moon. And La Luna is very much helping us right now to restructure the foundations of our lives. And that would relate to energetically in numerology, what is happening. Again, I explained this in my last podcast, but we are in a fifth month in the calendar. But we always in numerology add the 5, the month in this case, to the year, which is 2024. That adds to the number 13, and that adds to a 4. But the 13 remains as that because it's a karmic number. And again, for further information, you can listen to that. So with a karmic debt sort of rippling through the month of May, you can bet your bottom dollar that foundations will be shook physically and also emotionally. But it is an opportunity to find and create a safe space and a safe base for our expansion. So really, it's about checking in, discovering your true authenticity and what is your reality. So today and the energy of today, which will ripple, you know, is a good day to go outside, go out to nature. The sun is actually out here in Ireland, which is very blissful. And this is about connecting with the earth and all its inhabitants, but certainly connecting in the earth in your life. You know, we can definitely expect fast changes with this new moon. And really, it's deepening our awareness as well with our physical body. So a lot of people are going through what can be deemed as ascension symptoms, and I totally concur this, but I also suggest that if there is an issue, you know, make sure to get it checked out by a practitioner, medical practitioner or holistic in whatever context. So whilst we are physically, our DNA is actually changing, and we have solar flares that are now being spoken about in mainstream media. So you can look that up and look at the Schumann resonance and see where it's, how it's been affected with the energetic pulls which are happening right now. Because of the energy of 13, which is to do with misuse of power in previous lifetimes and previous, you know, generations, and also the 4 relates to structures, foundations, stability, security, together with the 5 energy, which is fast and furious, wanting to, like the bull in the china shop, catapult itself through the shop in order to change everything. That's where that push and pull energy is coming from, which can be disconcerting on the physical body. So make sure you rest in this portal. Rest, revive yourself, renew yourself, and sleep if you have to. Absolutely. And I do feel our priority right now is to, you know, really make sure that we create a sense of safety as best we can at this time, because we are rebuilding our lives at this moment from the grassroots up, if you will. We've lived, for many of us have lived, and many generations have lived with a top heavy structure ruling and controlling and dominating our existence. But now people are starting to take their power back, which is all about Pluto in the sign of Aquarius. Aquarius is the sign of the people. It's the sign of truth and people to come together in peace, and not so all the time in peace, but peace and revelations and revolutions. And we can expect that. Taurus also relates to abundance in all its forms, not just money, but also having enough. So I feel this is important. But there is a lot going on energetically, as I would have said in my original forecast, because we have the sun and moon now in the sign of Taurus, which are conjunct with Uranus, which is always to do with shocks and sudden life changes, and Jupiter, which expands them. So that's going to certainly create shakes, and also going to shake down situations, people, situations, old systems that no longer work. And something I read recently really sort of resonated with me, and it was a simple question to ask yourself during this time of major change. And the question is this: what would a person who loves themselves choose in this situation? So I'll read that again. What would a person who loves themselves choose in this situation? Now, loving yourself is not necessarily ego-based, you know, gazing in the mirror and telling yourself how gorgeous you are, which is okay too. But, you know, really loving yourself, honoring yourself, your values, how you see yourself in this world, how you respect and treat all sentient beings. So there may be situations that will appear over these next few days, especially with the new moon, and make sure to put out your crystals to be charged. Put yourself out there too, and make sure you go into the water and swim in bathes in La Luna's energy. And, you know, maybe ask yourself that when you're tested, when people come up with opinions that don't resonate with you, or you feel you're being maybe unjustly attacked and so forth. So again, 5 relates to war, and it can relate to, you know, conflict, but also resolution. And that's really important. So when you're authentic, when you know who you are, what your values are, you can handle this. And as I said, ask yourself, what would a person who loves themselves choose to do in this situation? So this is short and sweet. I'll be back on again if there's anything exciting. If not, it'll be next week. If I can help you discover your soul purpose, soul contract, perhaps who and what was going on in past lives for you, or even a forecast, do feel free to contact me at the information below, and to be part of our community as well. And thank you to each and every one of you for really sharing and liking my work. It means so much to me. So mind yourselves, relax, retreat, review, and rest. And so it is.